help us lead the way.
Tell a friend.
We are WS Radio.
WSRadio.ws.
The worldwide leader in internet talk.
This is Jacqueline Marcel, the author of Elder Rage, and I'm your host today for Coping with Caregiving. And coming up next, we're going to be speaking with Sandy Markwood. She's the CEO of the National Association of Area Agencies on Aging, which is known as N4A. N4A represents the nation's 650 area agencies on aging, as well as more than 230 Title VI Native American aging programs. She's going to tell us all about that. She has over 20 years of experience in the fields of aging, health, human services, housing, and transportation. Stay tuned because you won't want to miss this very important information. Call your friends, let them know to listen in on WSRadio.ws, the worldwide leader in internet talk.
Torrey Pines Gliderport invites you to experience world-famous coastal soaring. Our full-service facility will professionally handle all your paragliding and hang gliding needs. With an entire line of flight gear, reserve chutes, harnesses, helmets, and accessories, the Gliderport is your one-stop shop. We proudly offer a full line of flight experiences, including tandem flights, tours, and skill enhancement and instructor clinics. Torrey Pines Gliderport is the U.S. importer for Paratech, Independence, Advanced Paragliders, Crispy Flight Boots, Austria Alpina Carabiners, Fly Mike Flight Suits, and Center of Gravity Flightwear. The Torrey Pines Gliderport hosts world-class soaring for sailplanes, hang gliders, paragliders, and radio control gliders. We welcome you to drop by and enjoy the Cliffhanger Cafe and our panoramic ocean views. Hello, I'm Lee Mirabal, Director of Programming and Sales here at WS Radio. I want to thank you for listening and fill you in on a few important facts. We've just reached our 1,000,000th listener and now broadcast 37 unique shows. If you have an idea for a show, we'd like to hear from you. Our weekly lineup is booked, but we do have nights and weekends available. Click the Host Wanted banner on the WS Radio homepage for more information. If you want to increase sales of a product or service, there are some powerful reasons to consider advertising with WS Radio. First, unlike traditional radio, our audiences are highly targeted, online, and ready to order, and we guarantee the number of listeners that will hear your commercial. Bottom line, advertising on WS Radio works. For a limited time, there are some very attractive, low-cost offers for first-time advertisers. Find out more by clicking on the Advertise link on the top of our homepage. Again, we thank you for listening to WS Radio.
Are you sick and tired of watered-down talk radio?
Right back.
Listen to WS Radio. WSRadio.ws, the worldwide leader in internet talk.
Welcome back. This is Jacqueline Marcel, the author of Elder Rage, and your host for Coping with Caregiving. And now we're going to be speaking with Sandy Markwood. She's the CEO of the National Association of Area Agencies on Aging, which in 1991 established a wonderful resource I want you all to know about. It's called the Nationwide Elder Care Locator. It's a toll-free number which refers people to services in their area. Write this number down. It's 800-677-1116. You know, Sandy is working to develop new partnerships and programs to assist the 650 area agencies on aging throughout the country and to meet the needs of the fast-growing number of seniors and persons with disabilities. Welcome, Sandy.
Thanks. Nice to be on the show.
Thank you for coming. You know, what? Tell everybody, what are the Area Agencies on Aging and Title VI all about?
Well, Jacqueline, in every part of the nation, there is an Area Agency on Aging or a Title VI program, which is a Native American aging program. And basically, through these agencies, they provide a whole range of services for aging individuals in the community. They provide planning assistance to make sure that communities plan for the aging of the population. They provide information and assistance or information and referral so that you can find out about the aging services that exist in the community. And they also coordinate a broad range of Older Americans Act and other federal programs that reach out and provide services to the older population. So they do a multitude of things in communities across the country.
And you're over all 650 of them.
All 650 area agencies and also the more than 230 Title VI Native American programs.
Isn't that incredible? Wow, what a lot of work you do. Well, I always tell everyone that is one of the first resources to call is, and it's a mouthful, the Area Agency on Aging. The first time I heard it, I was like, the area, wow, how am I to say that?
It's a lot of A's.
So they call it the AAA, right?
They call it the AAA, not to be confused with the automotive folks, but really in communities across the country, they can be called different things. It can be, since area agencies on aging, about two-thirds of them are located either in a city or county government or in a regional councils of government, they could be called various things in your community. The remainder that aren't located in local government are nonprofits. So, but if you look in your phone book for Office on Aging for Aging Services, you will be connected with the Area Agency on Aging.
That's great. And I want to make sure we give out the website. It's www.annasandnancy4a.org. And that's a wonderful resource to start with, too. Now, let me ask you, if someone is a long-distance caregiver, how do they find out about services outside of their local area?
Well, I think you gave out the Elder Care Locator information number, Jacqueline, and that would be a great place to start. And again, that telephone number is 1-800-677-1116. If you call that number and you're looking for services for an elderly relative who may live in another state or another community, by calling that number, by giving the zip code or the name of the community that the person lives in, you will get directly connected to the aging information and referral numbers for that community so that you can ask and find out about the services that are available. If you're the type of person that would rather work through the internet, you can also access the same information by putting in www.eldercare.gov and going through a menu whereby you put in the zip code of the person. You could get, again, connected to a whole range of community resources that exist for older persons in communities across the nation.
That is so valuable because, you know, so many times I'm lecturing all over the country, as you do, and people are saying, but, you know, I'm here in Pennsylvania and my mom's down in Florida and I'm, you know, flying down there every week and trying to find services. And I say, do you know about the Elder Care Locator yet? So I'm always giving out your number and telling people, you know, this is the way how to find the resources when you're not right there in that town.
Well, I thank you so much for doing it. I think in some cases we may be the best kept secret out there because truly there are so many people across the country who are dealing with long distance caregiving and we've heard the same thing. They don't know where to begin. This is the greatest place to begin.
And I say to people, and I'm sure you agree, you know, get yourself a geriatric care manager, somebody in that area that can go over there and assess the situation. Boom, boom, boom. They're going to know right immediately what needs to be done in that area.
Absolutely. I mean, oftentimes people call when they're in crisis. That's when they're calling the locator. And the first thing that they ask for is, where is a nursing home in the community? Because they don't realize that there's a full range of home and community-based care options, many of which are operated through the Area Agency on Aging or coordinated through the Area Agency on Aging with service providers throughout the community. Services like home care workers. Sometimes people just need shore services and basic assistance to be able to stay in their home. Sometimes they need more assistance. Sometimes they need meal service. There's a whole range of different home and community-based care services that are out there in communities that can help older people stay in their home and stay in their community for as long as possible.
Yeah, and that's what everybody wants to do. You know, I hear that, I know I'm going to have to move them soon, but I just want to keep them at home as long as I can, and how am I going to do this? And, oh, it's fine. And, you know, you guys have wonderful people on those phones because I've called, and if you're in a crisis or you're going through caregiving, you're not thinking well yourself, and you get somebody on the phone that's compassionate and who will listen to you and say, you know, here, let me help with this, and let me get you some real people to talk to, some specifics. It's such a godsend to have somebody listen to you when you're just in crisis and just out of your mind with how to care for your parents.
Well, and the other thing that area agencies do, Jacqueline, is there's a whole range of caregiver support programs that they are operating. We were very lucky with the last reauthorization of the Older Americans Act. There's a whole new section added to that act for caregiver support through the National Caregiver Support Program. And through that, there are information and referral services, there's support groups, more money is going into respite care. And again, there are also some flexible funding for caregivers. Sometimes a caregiver just might need somebody to mow their lawn so that they can provide caregiving services. That act provides the flexibility to really reach out to the caregivers that exist in communities across the country to help them do the heroic job that they're doing.
You know, can you tell everybody about the Older Americans Act? Because we're talking and like people know what it is. Can you give a little education about that?
Sure. The Older Americans Act was really the foundation of aging services in communities across the country. And it established, when it was passed in 1965, what we call the Aging Network. At the federal level, it's called the Administration on Aging, and they pass through funds to what's called state units on aging, and then they come to area agencies on aging. That's the structure is not as important unless you're trying to look for services. But what's really critical is the fact that it set up the whole infrastructure at the federal, state, and community level to provide services that are needed by older people and now older people and caregivers. And really realizing what you said is that people want to stay in their home and community. They don't want to go into a nursing home until they absolutely have to. And so through a whole system of services that are set up under that, the Older Americans Act, it runs the gamut from promoting healthy aging and senior center activities to services that kind of run the gamut when someone becomes more frail and more vulnerable and needs in-home care and support. Those are all provided under the Older Americans Act.
Isn't that great? Oh, and boy, are we going to need it. Did you hear the newest statistic that there's over 50 million people coping with caregiving right now, caring for an aging family member or a friend? 50 million of us.
It's incredible.
Staggering.
There are statistics that I've seen that in one in four households in the United States, there's an adult who is either now caring for an elderly parent or expects to be within the next 5 years.
Isn't that?
That's incredible.
You know, when I was going through it with Mom and Dad, I mean, I had no experience with this, and a whole year of my life trying to solve this crisis that I was in. And then I heard the statistic, you know, I know you know this one, that it's a 63% higher death rate from other people your own age if you're a caregiver. And I'll tell you, after a year with Mom and Dad of that, I thought, that's got to be too low. It's got to be 90.
Well,
because I thought I was going to go in my 40s. I was just out of my head.
Well, and then you also couple that with the fact that most caregivers are in their 40s, they're dealing with aging parents, and they still are dealing with having children in their household. And the dual pressures of trying to caregive at both ends of the age spectrum is just overwhelming.
It truly is. So let's talk about the major issues facing the area agencies on aging. What do you see as your major things that you have to cope with getting the agency out there?
Well, I think that given the statistics on the increasing aging population, we're at 12% of the population now by the year 2030, one in five Americans is going to be in the category we now consider elderly. When you look at those statistics, I think it's just gearing up to be able to respond to the increasing demands for services. And in states across the nation, at the federal level, at the state level, and it's trickling to the local level, there are cutbacks in funding, and it's very difficult to be able to meet the demands for services. So looking down the road, looking currently and looking down the road, is just making sure that we have enough funding available to be able to meet the needs.
Are you optimistic, Sandy?
Well, I think that last year, which was a tough year, we were able to get a modest increase in Older Americans Act funding, but it was the first increase we had had for years. So I think that there is really, quite honestly, more and more of a realization that this is an issue. But it's tough times across the nation for funding, so we'll have to see. As an organization, we're pushing for a 10% increase on Older Americans Act funding and a doubling, a $125 million increase in the National Family Caregiver Support Program funding, just because the needs are out there. I think the other issue is trying to look for an increase in flexible funding, which the Title 20 Social Services Block Grant provides.
And how can our listeners help? How can our listeners help and get behind you and help make this happen?
Well, you know, at this point, Congress went in recess on Friday, and all of your congressional representatives are home for the month of August. This is a perfect time to talk to them about increases for Older Americans Act, for the Title 20 Social Services Block Grant, and let's not forget the prescription drug coverage issue, which Congress dealt with. I mean, there was a lot of activity in Washington over the course of the past few weeks on that, but the Senate did not pass a bill. The House did pass a bill, you know, and the only way that these activities really come to the forefront, there's a lot of issues out there demanding congressional attention. The only way that these issues come to the forefront is if people let their congressional representatives know how critical and how important these are to their communities and their constituents.
So if they go on your website, will they find information about how to be an advocate for you?
Absolutely. We have advocacy alerts up there that go through and tell you point by point about all the different pieces of legislation that we're promoting. We have our legislative priorities up there. And if people contact their area agency on aging, during the August recess, there are going to be information and educational activities that are going to be going on to try to reach out and to let legislatures know at federal, state, and local levels about how critical these issues are.
Yes, and if you're sitting up at night, you know, you've got a sundowning parent and you're up and you're caregiving, get on the web at www.annasandnancy4a.org and find that information and help us, help make a difference. Boy, you know, I think these our senators and people in Congress are going to start, when they start going through it themselves, that's when things are going to change. I've always said that, don't you think?
I think that really, quite honestly, policy in this country becomes reality when it becomes personal. When you can put a human face on an issue, it's very difficult not to give it the attention it deserves.
Yes, and so, you know, please, everybody, give us a hand with this. But are you going to try to open some more area agencies, or how, do you think you're going to be able to do that? Or?
Well, at this point, what we're trying to do is to get more funding into the existing area agencies on aging and to help them do more in the whole range of home and community-based services, which is really...
You know what? We're going to be out of time in a second. I want to give out your website again.
Sure.
It's www.n4a.org, and the Elder Care Locator, 800-677-1116. Oh, thank you so much for being on with me today.
Jacqueline, thank you. Take care.
You too. Bye now.
Bye-bye.
This is Jacqueline Marcel, the author of Elder Rage. Don't forget to check out elderrage.com for more valuable information and join us here every Saturday from 3 to 5. And you can listen to my programs every Tuesday of every week when the show is archived on wsradio.ws, the worldwide leader in Internet talk.
Help us lead the way.
Tell a friend.
We are WS Radio.
WSRadio.ws.
The worldwide leader in Internet talk.
Today I counted cracks in the driveway. I ate dirt.
I cleaned my ears.
I spun around in circles until I fell down.
I took two naps.
I had a staring contest with my dog. He blinked first.
Need more excitement in your life?
Today I can't remember.
Then check out Legoland, where you can have a lot more than just fun. It's where kids get their hands on more things and wrap their minds around more things than in any other park. There are kid-powered rides and shows and coasters and more. So you can let today be like any other day.
I sat in a meeting with my mom.
Or you can make today special at Legoland. After all, isn't it time your kid walked out of a theme park with more than just a t-shirt?